This is the Tourism Brief, Episode 1.
Are you looking for some simple and logical business coaching tips and need advice that will help your tourism, travel, or destination company? Manny Papadoulis from Icon Tourism, one of the tourism industry's leading consultants and business coach, reveals strategies, tactics, and marketing solutions that will give you the results that you're looking for. So grab your notepad and pen as Manny Papadoulis and his guests reveal some great tourism business nuggets. The Tourism Brief understands the business of tourism. Now, here's your host, Manny Papadoulis.
Hello. Hello and welcome to the Tourism Brief, your twice weekly podcast on the business of tourism. Our very first one. Very exciting. The team have been working for a couple of weeks on getting this all happening, so it's good that we're now here. As you know, my name is Manny Papadoulis, and not only am I your host today, but I'm the Executive Chair of Icon Tourism Consulting, a boutique consulting firm of consultants and business coaches who help your tourism business or destination to profit from our knowledge and practical experience. We know the business of tourism. So what is the Tourism Brief? Since 2007, Icon Tourism webinars and webcasts have been bringing you advice and knowledge from experts and professionals in the field. After some research, we've decided to do three things. First, go from webinars to twice weekly podcasts. Second, to make the podcast no longer than 15 minutes, sharp, to the point, with some tourism nuggets and advice. And third, we want to load them up onto iTunes, so not only do our clients and our mailing list get the benefits, but so can the rest of the tourism industry. So let's get started. Last week, I attended a very successful conference in Singapore. It was put on by a company called Eye for Travel, and it was the Travel Distribution Summit. It was a gathering of major technology companies that work in the tourism space and also in the tourism industry. Mr. Google was there, Mr. TripAdvisor was there, Mr. Expedia, and many others. The biggest thing I took away, though, was from the whole conference was the change that Google quietly did late last year, which has had a major impact on the tourism industry. In fact, it's had a major impact on industry per se. I got so excited about this that as soon as the person giving the lecture had finished, I took her outside, and on my iPhone, I recorded the revelation which had everyone talking at the conference. Her name is Bronwyn White from My Travel Research. That's My Travel Research. Look her up. She's got a wealth of knowledge. But anyway, have a listen as to what she had to say at the conference.
Distribution Summit, and my very special guest who's going to give you a very, very big hint on your SEO, Bronwyn White from My Travel Research. Hi, Bronwyn.
Hello, Manny.
Now, Bronwyn, you've just finished your lecture, and I fell off my chair because you gave some valuable information, which has got all the tech heads and all the tourism operators here jumping. Just in a two-minute summary, what was that?
It was all about the world of semantic search, and basically search engine optimization as we know it has completely fallen on its head, and no one really knows that, and it concerns me. So the clangor is that there is no longer a page one of Google. Page one of Google is different for every single person.
And that is the information I wanted to get out to you straight away. I didn't want to wait to get back to Perth. You're hearing it first here. I'm going to get this up as a live podcast. It's something that we'll be talking about more in the future. I'll definitely get Bronwyn on as a special podcast, webcast, and you might be able to ask her some more questions. So it's over from Manny at the Singapore... Where are we?
Stanford.
At the Stanford. Okay. Talk to you later. Thanks.
As you can see, I was getting a little bit excited. But the reason for my excitement and or concern was that, you know, there was a major change that had quietly happened. And if you had watched your rankings fall down in the last couple of months or your connection up via Google drop off and wondering why, well, now that was the reason why. And I really wanted to get that information out quickly. So let's just back up a little and go back to the very beginning and have a look at exactly what what we mean and what we're talking about. And what it is basically that the way all work with Google, the way we all work with Google, both as businesses and users, has changed forever towards the end of 2013. And it was the introduction of the Google Semantic Search. This is what Bronwyn was talking about at the summit. It's not a algorithm update, but an entire overhaul. It's important that you understand the significance of this change and the impact it's going to have on search and on your tourism business. Google Search has changed from a system that was could be gamed, that is, by link building or keywords stuffing or putting keywords into poor content. So a search engine would pick this up and put it at the top of a page one. It's now changed so that it relies on semantics, that is, the true meaning, relevance, and contents of a search. Google's overarching philosophy, as Bronwyn pointed out, has always been centered on the user experience and matching the search query to the most relevant web page. And that is still what Google is trying to do and is all about. But the way that we use search has evolved from being strictly desktop, where we would sit at our desk and type the keywords into a search box, to being a dynamic mobile system that is with us all the time. We may ask our phone a question now as we would a friend. Google released what they called the Hummingbird update for two major reasons: to improve user experience by providing intelligent answers to search queries and to increase its dominance as a search engine. A conversation, a sentence, a phrase, contents are all now being considered. This is what Bronwyn was pointing out, and this is what was getting everyone concerned and excited in the room. The algorithm now uses semantics to identify and prioritize pages with relevant content instead of simply counting back lines and keywords when analyzing web pages. One of the things Google did to effect this change is to remove the keyword reporting from Google Analytics. You can't find that anymore if you try looking for it, searching on keyword use. So, what does it mean? It means that marketers and tourism marketers should no longer focus solely on keywords to create content. This doesn't mean that you shouldn't optimize your content with keywords. It's still important. But your content strategy should now be created to answer specific end-user questions, solve problems, and provide useful, relevant information in a variety of outputs. Google's all about mobile these days, and you know, if you look at the stats of mobiles, they're just increasing more and more until I reckon in about 12 months' time, 90% of all internet use is going to be on mobile. So Google is facilitating this and providing the best user experience based on things like your IP address, personal search history, location, where you are or where you're asking from, social media shares, and dialogue. This means that the search results will be different for everyone, even though the same keyword is typed in or spoken in a search box. So, just repeating, the most important thing that came out of the conference and Bronwyn's stressing is that page one of Google is different for every search query, every device, and desktop. There's no longer the single holy grail metric of page one of Google for a keyword. One of the new features is the Google Now product. Google Now is fantastic for industries like travel and tourism and just your normal local businesses. Information follows you and your device wherever you go. The information is preloaded and follows you based on things like your geographical location, personal search history, your Google Plus account history settings, and social media interests. You know, for example, I was using Google Now, and when I went out into the Swan Valley, which is a food and wine region in Western Australia, I started experimenting with Google Now in the car, and I searched for best coffee. Now, I was in Midland, which is a town just before the Swan Valley. I didn't mention Midland, but Google picked up my location. It delivered some nice information on cafes around the location and where I was in Midland, and a blog piece on cafes in Midland and the Swan Valley. Brilliant. So, what do we do now? You can make the most of semantic search by creating truly great original content using social media, especially the Google products in Google Plus and YouTube, and by creating trust, influence, and authorship in the content and stuff that you're delivery. I'm going to give you some tactics and tools on our next episode, that's episode 2, so that you can make the most of semantic search, some very practical tools. But between now and then, I highly recommend you read the paper by Bronwyn White called Insights to Action, The Travel Industry Meets Semantic Search. Just Google it and you'll find it. So it's Bronwyn White, and the white paper was called Insights to Action, The Travel Industry Meets Semantic Search. Okay, moving on. If you lived in Australia, then you would have seen the Australian government do something quite extraordinary, which just totally blew me away, because it showed that despite the rhetoric, the Australian government doesn't really understand tourism and how it works. Hell, it doesn't even have a minister with the title of tourism minister in it, but that's another story. 4:45 p.m. on the 30th of June, so you don't reckon that was a setup, the federal government ceased the TEQL framework as of the following day, the 1st of July. While ceasing TEQL had been on the cards for some time, the total lack of notice, the breaking of the election promise to transfer TEQL to industry was extremely disappointing. As promised, as it's broken a promise, it's got some media attention and has already been the subject of media releases and commentary by industry bodies, the minister and the shadow minister. For those overseas wanting to know what was TEQL, TEQL was always a bit confusing and a bit of a mystery to most businesses in tourism in Australia, because it sounded important but had little teeth. But effectively, TEQL was a government process to recognise existing accreditation programs for tourism businesses, programs such as ATAP and Star Rating, and give the accredited business an extra logo. What this was doing was, in the fragmented tourism industry in Australia, and different states have different accreditations and different logos, it was handing out a common logo for the whole of Australia, so that the tourist who's travelling around from state to state can see this common logo and see that a business was accredited and that was, you know, worth visiting. The federal government had spent money on promoting the logo, but then it ran out of money, and since the money and dollars ran out, it had very little value because they weren't promoting it. What it did do was to start to brand a logo that covered all of Australia, as I mentioned, and it showed the unsuspecting consumer that the tourism business, in the tourism business, that the logo had some sort of standard. So what is so annoying about this is that every sophisticated and mature tourism destination throughout the world has a national scheme where the punter can feel somewhat assured of the operator he is dealing with. Singapore, Hong Kong, London, Rome, they all have accreditation schemes, usually run by the government. In Australia, each state has its own scheme, and in WA, it was ATAP. Our logo was a tick. So have a look at trustthetick.com.au for all the tourism businesses in Western Australia that are still accredited. It's not going to have a major impact on tourism per se, other than we won't have a national logo that covers accreditation processes. What was annoying was, like I said, we got very little notice. They had promised that they'd let the industry maybe take it over. They didn't do that. And they made this, you know, feeble 4:45 on the last day of the financial year, they announced it. It's just, you know, the industry has a better relationship with the government than this, and it's just playing games. And it really frustrates the hell out of me when governments, be them state or local or even federal, don't understand an industry that employs people in their destination, that creates gross domestic earnings, export earnings, and contributes to the gross domestic product. So anyway, that's my little beef on the way the government has handled the TEQL in Australia. Anyway, we're coming to the end of our very first episode. I'll just take this time to thank everyone that's helped us get this together. Oh, I've just forgotten. We did say that we'd have special guests on our podcast, and we've got a very special guest in Tim Warren. They call him Tourism Tim Warren, and he is a foremost digital marketing tourism expert based in the US. Tim and I have done a lot of work together through the years, and we have worked on webcasts and podcasts, and he is a genius at what he does. And he's promised to contribute some valuable tips to all of our podcasts. So here's Tim's first little tip based in the USA. Timmy, over to you.
Hey, Tourism Tim Warren here with a quick tourism marketing tip that's going to help you sell more travel. First, we're going to be looking at how to make a website that sells, and specifically how to get people sticking around on your website so they're more interested in buying what you're selling. So who of you knows what a bounce rate is? And specifically, why is that important? A bounce rate is something that is a measurement that it determines what percentage of the people who are coming to your website, whether they're new or returning customers, stayed 10 seconds or less. So this is a critical indicator of how compelled or enrolled people are in your tourism offering, your destination, or your service. How can you have a travel website that sells if people are not sticking around? So this is really, really a critical metric. You need to know what's happening. The best place to get a tracking software is through Google. They have a program called Google Analytics. It's free to download, and you install it on your site so you know not only how long are people staying on your website, but what keyword did they use to find you, what page did they come in at, what was the second page they went to, what was the third page, which page did they leave your website on. This is really important, and that's one of the metrics I want to leave you with today is besides knowing your bounce rate, and most tourism businesses I've seen have got a bounce rate of 60% or more leaving right away. This is not good. And I can show you some absolutely some tips on how to lower your bounce rate and create a travel website that sells. But the thing I want you to look at is when you're tracking your visitors on your website, find out which page they most frequently leave from. That may be that page has a problem. Maybe it's something's not clear. Maybe it's not answering the question. But start there if you want to lower your bounce rate. Find out the worst performing page and work on improving that. So what you need to do if you really want to create a website that sells, you need to check out my Tourism Marketing Success online program. It will show you step-by-step successful travel websites that where people have low bounce rate, high inquiry rates that are generating lots of prospects, and more importantly, lots of sales. Look for the link on this page. This is Tourism Tim. Thank you for the time and an opportunity to give you a quick tip. Take care.
Thanks, Tourism Tim, all the way from USA. And Tim will be a regular contributor to the Tourism Brief. Well, that's it now that we've covered everything we wanted to cover in the first episode. If you're looking for one-on-one coaching where you can get these tips specifically for your business, if you're looking to join a group coaching class, or you're looking for some answers to be in your tourism business, marketing plans, new business plans, etc., please don't hesitate to contact Icon Tourism. That's Icon Tourism Consulting at www.icontourismconsulting, or actually email me direct on manny@icontourism.com.au. That's manny@icontourism.com.au. So thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed the Tourism Brief. Please download. Please tell your friends about us. The more, the merrier. And we need to get our following up on the Tourism Brief so that we can continue to bring some fantastic tips and ideas for your tourism business. This is Manny Papadoulis from Icon Tourism Consulting, and here's to your tourism success.